KORN News Radio Sports. It is Friday, May 15th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The NBA playoffs continue tonight. A pair of games on Amazon Prime Video. The Minnesota Timberwolves, in a must-win situation, host the San Antonio Spurs tonight at 8:30 from the Target Center. San Antonio leads the series 3-2. If the Timberwolves can win tonight, that would force a Game 7 in San Antonio on Sunday. Also tonight at 6 o'clock, the Cleveland Cavaliers are back at home as they take on the number one seed Detroit Pistons. Cleveland leads that series 3-2. Stanley Cup playoffs. The Vegas Golden Knights advancing to the Western Conference Finals as they defeated the Anaheim Ducks 5-1. Vegas wins that series 4-2. They now take on the Colorado Avalanche. Winner of that heads to the Stanley Cup Final. In the Eastern Conference, Montreal defeated Buffalo 6-3. The Montreal Canadiens now with a 3-2 series advantage. No hockey tonight, but it will be a Game 6 between Montreal and Buffalo, 7 p.m. on Saturday night on ABC. The NFL will open up its 2026 season with a Super Bowl rematch between the defending champion Seattle Seahawks and the New England Patriots on Thursday night, September 9th. Seattle will host New England in the league's first game of the year after Seattle beat the Patriots 29-13 in the Super Bowl in February. This marks only the third time in NFL history that the two Super Bowl teams have met again in Week 1 the following season. The NFL says that Sunday broadcasts remain the core of its TV strategy, even as it expands its streaming and cable coverage this season. Of the NFL's 272 regular season games, 87% of them will still air on traditional broadcast networks, including CBS, NBC, Fox, and ABC. The league is adding more exclusive windows for streaming platforms. 22 games will stream as the primary outlet, including Netflix, Peacock, and Amazon Prime Video. There's also 14 games that'll mainly air on cable. The changes have drawn criticism over the rising cost for fans trying to watch every game. The NFL also dropped many Monday night doubleheaders after fans complained about overlapping games that were difficult to follow. Scottie Scheffler, part of a seven-way tie for the lead after the opening round of the PGA Championship yesterday in Pennsylvania, the second major of the season. Scheffler opened up with a 3-under-67, joining six other players atop the leaderboard. Marks the first time that Scheffler's ever had a share of the lead. After 18 holes, he's the world's number one golfer. Nearly 50 players are still within three shots of the lead after round one. For more sports, check us out online all the time at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.